I mean, he was a real productive player, you know, Notre Dame. Then he had the knee injury, and you know, we just honestly thought he was better than the other back we had from Notre Dame, who were released there, you know, Wood, and made that exchange. You know, just like what we saw in Notre Dame. He's just, you know, smart, hardworking kid. He's got good power, runs hard. You know, he's not going to be the guy that in passing camp, you're going to walk off the field and ooh and ah about. That's not really his game. His game was what we saw tonight, and that's what it was in college. And you know, I think in talking to Coach Kelly and, you know, some of the other players at Notre Dame that we had on our team, or you know, that were familiar with Jonas, that they were, you know, all kind of said the same thing, which is what we saw. So, but, you know, he works hard every day. You know, it's not any one thing or one great epiphany of something that happened. He just comes to work every day, gets better. Things he needs to work on, works with Coach Fears, things he needs to work on, he tries to improve on. His blitz pickup, his assignments in the passing game, his runs and his reads in the running game, and he's gotten a lot better at those. Yeah, because he was productive in preseason. Yeah, we talked about that long and hard, and we really talked about bringing him up onto the roster several weeks before, you know, we did, even before the, you know, after the Buffalo game when he came up. But I had several conversations with him in previous weeks, you know, telling him that, you know, you're close. You know, we want to try to get you on the roster right now. You know, we had a couple other issues that we had to deal with. But, you know, I think we all felt as a coaching staff that he would be playing for us at some point this year. So if we score first, great. There's going to be a lot of possessions after that. There's a lot of football left. So, you know, that's not enough to win a game or not win a game. But it certainly helps. You always want to try to score first and play from ahead. There's no question about that. We always try to do that. Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we had two turnovers in the first half, and that's, you know, we need to protect the ball better. We need to have fewer penalties and fewer turnovers. I had penalties on the punt returns. We had two turnovers, so, you know, we got to do a better job of that. Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, it was, you know, it looked like a good catch, but it was a really close play. And that's what they set up in the booth. They said, you know, it's probably – he's probably in, but it's really close. And, you know, at that point we didn't look like we were going to be wanting to stop the clock a lot in the rest of the game. And so did slow things down a little bit, gave us a chance to, you know, talk about our, you know, our red area defense there. You know, obviously when, you know, Allen went out of the game, then all the matchups and everything that we had gone into the game with changed a little bit because of, you know, Doyle and Fleener and not Allen. So, you know, some of our things in the red area and all, we just wanted to, you know, gave us a chance to get that right too. So we were, you know, I might have taken a timeout there anyway.